tell us about 1988 then. You were brought on the ship and they told you something. What was your first impression? Now you're older, before you were four, and you know the world seems a little kaleidoscopic when you're four. Mm-hmm. But now you're actually a fairly experienced young woman. You ran away at 14. You started living with a boyfriend. You were off on your own really at a very early age. So you're probably wise beyond your years when you're abducted in 1988. What are your impressions then? What are your observations? Tell us the story.
Well, interestingly, when I saw that these tall blondes were standing at the doorway of this craft initially, as I was going towards it, I was almost ticked off at them and said, "What are you doing here? Can't you leave me alone?" through telepathy. And I do not have a memory of every single moment that I was with them. I do remember a lot of the things that they told me, and my impression of them was that they were here to help me to understand certain things that were going to be coming to the world in the future. And I have a very clear memory of sitting in what I call a light chair, and in front of me was a big screen, and they were showing me different images on the screen, and along with that image, there would be a great deal of information downloaded, sort of given to me in my mind at the same time. So it was through some sort of telepathy that all of this was done. Now, my impression of them as I was with them was just focusing on the task at hand, which was, you know, staring at this big screen, taking in all this information. And it wasn't until after, you know, the next couple of days after this abduction that I began to write out all of this, the things that they told me. And I completely changed my life overnight. There was nothing in my life that was the same. And I knew and understood this message that they were giving in a way that is almost indescribable. What they were saying was, it's very specific. They had said to me that one quote that I'd like to give the listeners, and I'll never forget it. They said, "One day a star will appear in the sky for all of man to see. Nothing or no one will be able to hide its presence from the world, and it will be a sign to the people that the end is near and it is time to prepare." So as a young woman at 22, I thought, what on earth is this? You know, what are they talking about? I knew that it was important, and I was still moving forward in my life every day with that. But at the same time, I had this inner struggle to say, what are they talking about? Am I crazy? You know, there was always this question in my mind of whether or not all of it had actually taken place. And so they said that the safe lands, they talked about the safe lands in the future. They said that there was a possibility that the world was going to go through great changes in the future, and that there could be catastrophes that would take place on the planet, and that my role in all of this big cosmic plan was that they had asked me to write a book to tell people who they were and what they were doing here, so that if and when the time came and there was a great catastrophe, that they would be coming and showing themselves en masse to the planet, which is the only way that they would do it, is if there was a catastrophe to that level where there was a need for that, and they would be helping people of the Earth at that time. They also talked about the safe lands, and they were extremely specific about that in saying that the safe lands, or at least one of the safe lands, where I have a great deal of information about, is the Four Corners area. And they said that my role in this was to help bring people to the safe lands. And this is what they'd asked me to do. And they said that if and when the time came, certain people would be receiving a message to go to this particular area. Now, the safe lands are not only in the Four Corners area, which is a lot of it is reserve land, and people can't go and just, you know, they can't. They should not be just selling their homes and going to the Four Corners area because they hear this on Coast to Coast. I mean, that's not the idea.
Why not? I mean, if it's really going to happen and that's the only place that's safe, aren't you in effect telling people that's the only place you can be, you can feel good about your future?
Well, they had been very specific about the Four Corners area with me, and they also very clearly said that there were safe lands all over the planet, and the way to find the safe lands is to find the indigenous peoples of your area and find out the creation myths that they had and their end time stories that they will have in their ceremonies. For example, if you go to many of the indigenous peoples all over the planet, it doesn't matter whether it's in a tiny little village in the Amazon or if it's in, you know, Inuvik, you're going to find these stories of where the safe lands are within their own culture. So the safe lands are not just in the Four Corners area.
Okay, well, I still want to push you back on that, because the Four Corners area just isn't that big. And although there is some land there, obviously, we are talking about a catastrophic, sort of culling of the planet. If the Four Corners area of the United States is the safe lands for us, we are talking about the deaths of tens, if not hundreds of millions of people, aren't we?
I believe so.
Okay.
Yes.
So let's just be with that and not try to talk around that. So what will happen to those people who aren't in the safe lands according to the prophecy that they revealed to you?
They very specifically had shared with me that if people were not in the, quote, safe lands, but they were in an area that had not been destroyed and that they were able to survive, they would have an ability to help them, but only to a certain degree. So, for example, if you are one of the people that was meant to be in the Four Corners area, you will be there. And that is one of the protected – these safe lands, according to them, will be protected by them. So that the outside forces will not be able to come in and take over. They will be a new land so that the people living in that area will be basically pure of heart. They will be wanting to build a new world on a spiritual level instead of this, greed and consuming-based level that we're currently in right now.
Okay, I'll go with you on that, but what's wrong with Detroit? I mean, what's wrong with Cleveland? What's going to happen to these places, and why aren't the blondes protecting them?
If and when a catastrophe does strike to the level that they said that it could possibly happen, there is no conceivable way that there is enough of them to be able to take care of everyone. So what they're asking people is to start preparing now in case there is an event that would be a global catastrophe.